So we are on Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, and we are about 15 lines down. Umachizin Esha'ur. Umachizin Esha'ur. So let us remind ourselves what we said in the Mishnah. We said, if you look at the last line of the Mishnah on your Testament Beis, we said Umachizin Esha'ur, the Meduris Beis Hamaikid. So, we had in this Mishnah another manifestation of this Gezeirah d'Rabbanan of Shema Yechata b'Gecholim, that Chazal were concerned that a person might come to stoke a fire, be it if you're cooking food, like if you're cooking roasting basar, batzel, or beitza, and so on, or if you're baking bread. A person might be tempted to be a mechata the gecholim, and therefore Chazal said that a person is not allowed to roast these things unless it's already somewhat cooked, unless it's edible, unless it's Michael ben Drusoy, unless the bread starts to crust over, and so on. Now the Mishnah said, "Umachizin esaur b'maduris beis hamikid." So we mentioned there was a place in the Beis HaMikdash called the Beis HaMikid, where according to Rashi, the function of this place was really to allow the Kohanim to warm themselves up. And we said that you don't need to go and make sure that the majority of the wood catches, for fear that Shema Yechata B'Gecholim. No, as soon as you light it and it's nechaz, it takes grip, it's gripped, and the fire is alight, even though you haven't lit the majority of the wood, you're fine. So the question is, why are we not concerned about Shem Yechata B'Gecholim? So says the Gemara, Umachizin Esa'or. Again, it's about 15, 20 lines down. First word in the line, Umachizin Esa'or. So the Gemara, Minahanibili. What's the source? Why am I not concerned of Shem Yechata? Amar Rav Huna. The pasuk says, "Lisevaru eish b'chol meish v'yseichem." Don't kindle a fire in any of your dwelling places. So, b'chol meish v'yseichem iata ma'avir, avalata ma'avir b'meduras beis hamoiked. Meaning, you're not supposed to kindle in any of your dwelling places, but in the meduras beis hamoiked, you're allowed to. Now, a small ha'ara, it's quite interesting. Usually when the Gemara says menahani mili, usually we're looking for some type of a source to a din Torah. Now when you think about it, over here, the Mishnah is saying that there is no gzeira dirabanan of Shem Yechata. So it's quite interesting, the Gemara is saying menahani mili, what's the source midiraisa? It's a bit strange. Why am I bringing a source diraisa for the fact that Chazal didn't make Gzeirah d'Rabbanan? Seems a little bit strange. And we're saying, I'm bringing a source because the pasuk says, Leisavar Eish B'chol Meish V'Seichem, and you're allowed to kindle a fire in the Beis HaMoikid, and therefore that's going to be a reason why Chazal didn't make Gzeirah d'Rabbanan. It seems a little bit difficult. But the Gemara asks, Eikash, on this, nevertheless, Maskif La Rav Chisda, if you're telling me that categorically there is no Isser of Havara in the Beis HaMikid, Afilu B'Shabbos Nami, you should be allowed to kindle a fire in the Beis HaMikid for the sake of warming up the Kahanim. Afilu B'Shabbos Nami. Ela Amrim Chizda, that's not what the Pasuk is coming for. Kraki asa lemishrei evarim upadarim hudas. You know what the pasuk is coming to do? It's coming to permit one to burn the various limbs which have yet to be burnt. There's a discussion in thesis as to which limbs we're referring to, but that's what the pasuk is coming to tell me. And therefore, from that we have no source whatsoever from this pasuk to justify why Chazal did not make a gzeira of Shem Yechata when it comes to the Meduras Beis HaMikid. So we're still left with our question, why is it that Chazal were not concerned in the Beis HaMikdash when you light the Meduras Beis HaMikid, that you need to light the majority of the wood so that there's no problem of Shem Yechata? Says the Gemara, O Kahanim's reason hain. The reason why we're not concerned is because the Kahanim is reason. Just like we saw yesterday, that when it came to the Korban Pesach, the reason why we said there's no Gezerah of Shem Yechata is because Bnei Chabura's reason. So too, we're saying a similar thing, the Kahanim is reason, and that's the reason why there is no concern. If you look at Rashi Dibra Maschel, Evarim Upadarim Huda'asa, Rashi says, Lahater es hekteron kol halayla, it's coming to allow me to be makted these limbs the whole night. Avul meduras beis hamaikit she'enet serech gavaya. Elot serech kahanim, as we mentioned yesterday, that is Shitas Rashi. The Shitas Rashi is that the function of the meduras beis hamaikit is simply to warm up the kahanim. So, loy hutra. The Torah is not mattering me to light in the Beis HaMikid on Shabbos. V'samach lechashicha, haynu taim adalei gazim, mishum tekahanim's reason, hem shekulam, hayu b'nei Torah, v'charedim, v'nizkarim, v'lei asir lachtuyim, mishetech shach. So the reason why we don't make the similar gezer of Shem Yechata when it comes to lighting the wood in the Beis HaMikid for the sake of warming up the kahanim is because the Kahanim are meticulous, they're careful, there's reason, and therefore there's no concern. Fine. Good. Then we said in the Mishnah that if you're outside the Beis HaMikdash, if you are begvulin, so if you are begvulin, we said, Kadesha techeis ha'or berubai. It needs to grip the majority of it. Now, what does that mean? My ruban, says the Gemara, I'm a rav, Roiv kol echad ve'echad. It's referring to the majority of every single piece of wood. So if you've got a fire and you've got 12 pieces of wood, then you need roiv kol echad ve'echad, the roiv of every single piece of wood. Rashi says kol eitz ve'eitz. V'leite mekevin she'achze b'roiv minyan ha'eitzim. Don't say if you've got 12 pieces of wood, so if you've got 7 pieces of wood which are lit, then that's good enough. You need the majority of every single piece, of every single piece of wood. Reiv kol echad ve'echad. V'shmur amar nel, kedei shlo yomru havei eitzim v'naniach tachteyem. Shmur says it's sufficient, the very fact that the fire is going well enough that one would not say, you know what, bring some more twigs because we need to get this fire going. Meaning once the fire is properly going, then we can assume it's okay. Rashi says, v'shmul amar, shmul amar, kadesh le'yitzarach lemer, havayitzim dakim, v'naniach tachteyim lahaver es elo. As long as you don't need to bring small pieces of wood to ignite the rest of the fire, then you're good to go. Tani Reb Chiya, let's see what Shmuel. We have a braisa, which comes as a support to Shmuel's pshat. Kedei shetehei shalheves oila me'eleha. Meaning when it comes to lighting the menorah, so the din is, one has to light the menorah in a way that it's able to, that the flame is able to go up by itself, as opposed to lighting through something else. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Tani Reb Chiya, b'perek b'meh madlikin, legabi menora lahalis ner tamid, shetei shalheves oila me'ileha, zokt Rashi, alma b'chi haigavna havya hadlaka. So you see that is called, that is considered to be a hadlaka. If you look at Tesis in the bottom of the page, Tesis says, Kadesh te shall have a silam eilel, alma b'mokim shehikpid akasav shalei yechpe. So in a situation where you see the Torah was makpid, that something should not be extinguished, should not go out, sagi, shetehe shall have a silam eilel. You see, it's sufficient once the flame is able to go up by itself without any support. The ein sarich shetei apsila serefes beruba. You don't actually need that the majority of it is consumed with flames. That is good enough. Fine. Good. Says the Gemara, Eitz Yechidi, what if you have one single log, one single piece of wood? Eitz Yechidi. Rav Omar Reiv Ovyoi, V'amri Lo Bereiv HaKeifai. So Rav says that you need to have the majority of the thickness of the log consumed with fire. V'amri Lo, and some say that Rav said, Bereiv HaKeifai. You need the majority of the circumference of the log consumed with fire. Amr Papa Hilkech Bein and Reiv Ovyoi Ubin and Reiv HaKeifai. As we've mentioned many times, this is the seems to be the Mahalach of Rav Papa in many places in Chas, that he's chayish for both reasons. Says Rav Papa, therefore we do both. You need to have Reiv Ovyoi, you need to have Reiv HaKeifai, you need to do both. Says, let's just see the Rashi. Rashi says, Eitz Yechidi, Gein Tzuk Shalanu, so you got a piece of wood, Reiv Ovyoi, Sheyekanis Ha'ur, Beseich Ovyoi Adarubai. So you need that the fire goes and penetrates within within the wood, Adarubai, and to the majority of it, or Reiv HaKeifai Mibachutz. Fine. Says the Gemara Kitanoi, meaning these two deis that we mentioned in Rav, it really seems to be a machlekes tanoim kitanoi. Rav Chia Omar, excuse me, ad she yishchas ha'etz mimaleches uman. He says, how much could be to light it? You need to light the fire, the log, until the wood is destroyed from a craftsman, a carpenter, being able to do anything with it. Rashi says, Kitanai Reiv Ovyoi Reiv HaKeifai, She Yishchas Reiv Ovyoi, meaning it's penetrated all the way through, it's penetrated a majority way through the wood, so that henceforth an Uman would not be able to do anything with it. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Aimer, Kedei Shetechayz Ha'esh Mishnei Tzadin. It's sufficient that the fire takes a grip on both sides. The Afapish Ein Rai L'Davar Zeich L'Davar. We have a little bit of a remez from a pasuk in Yecheskel, because the pasuk says, Es Shnei Kitzesav Achla Ha'esh V'Seichay Nachar Hayitzlach L'Mlacham. Meaning once the two sides, both sides of the wood have been engulfed with flames, so clearly the inside, any moisture is going to be gone. You're going to get rid of any potential moisture, and it's considered to be like it's a done deal, it's dry, and that's going to be the end of it. So you see that once you've done the majority of the circumference on both sides, then it's considered to be that it's properly burning. Now, the next piece of Gemara, it's interesting. The Gemara is quoting a pasuk in Sefer Yirmiyah. Now, we know that at the time of the Churban Bayis, there was a lot of Nevuah telling Klal Yisrael that the Bayis was going to be Charov, and people did not take notice of it, and we're quoting a pasuk. The pasuk says, the whole pasuk says, "Va'melach Yoshev beis hacherif, b'chodesh hatshi, ve'es ha'ach lefanav mivay aris." So the Melech Yehoyakim had a fire, and basically what's happening over here is that the Navi is telling the Melech to write Megillas Eicha, and to basically to tell him that the Klal Yisrael are going to be destroyed. And Hayutzar Tzareha L'Roish, and the enemy is going to be victorious, and Klal Yisrael are going to lose. And the Melech was so angry with this prophecy, he said to take this Megillah and to throw it in the fire. So the pasuk says the end of the pasuk says V'es Ha'ach Lefanav Mivayaris. The Maritzchia says, just to mention, he says that it's a little bit strange why the Gemara is bringing this piece of Gemara over here. And he says, big chiddush, he says, really, this Gemara is supposed to appear in the next parak, in B'mei Madlikin, We'll see towards the bottom of Amadeus. He says that's really where it should appear. Just bear that in mind. Al Kaban, the Pasuk says, V'ha'ach lefanav mivayaris. My ach, what does this word ach mean? Amarav achavana. Rav says it's referring to a willow, an arava tree. So he had a fire going, and what was burning in the fire was a willow tree. V'shmuel amar eitzim mishanidlaku v'achavana. Shmuel says it was lots of wood which was burning, one from the other. Ahuda Amar Lahu Man Boy Achavana. There was a fellow who was calling out and said, who would like to buy an Achavana? Who wants an Achavana? Ishtakach Arvasa. And it turns out that what was he peddling? What was he selling? He was selling an Arava tree. And therefore you see that Achavana means an Arava tree. Fine. And as we mentioned, it seems to be a little bit out of place. But bear in mind what the Maratzchiyah says. Amrav Huna, Konim Ein Tzrichim Roiv Ek Roiv. So if you have several little twigs, there is no requirement of Roiv. Look at Rashi, two lines down in the big lines. Ein Tzrichim Roiv, Lahatzitzesa Ur Beruban, meaning you don't need the fire to engulf the majority of these twigs, Merav Shabbos. Ella, Ma'achiz behen or mi b'id yoyim. All you need to do is to light a little bit of it. Mi b'id yoyim. L'visha ein kavin v'holchim eladolkim v'holchim. These little twigs are highly inflammable, and therefore once you get a little bit going, the rest of it is going to get going. So, konim ein tzrichim roiv. Ogdon, but once you bind them together, then tzrichim roiv. Then you need a majority. What's the pshat? She says, "Tzrichim roiv, levisha ein shal heves yacholi kanez beneim." Meaning, if you have lots and lots of twigs like this, so then it's difficult for the flame to get in between each and every one of them, and therefore we're not so convinced that it's going to light properly, and therefore you need to make sure that the majority of them are lit. Says the Gemara, Gaurinim, when it comes to seeds, Rashi says we're discussing the seeds of a date, and you want to make a big fire from these seeds. Gaurinim also ein tzrichim roiv, they are highly inflammable. Nosven b'chayslois, but if you place them in kalim, which are made out of lulavim, then tzrichim roiv. Because they're all bundled together. And again, the same reason applies. The shalheves is not able to reach each and every garin because they're bundled together. Fragbi Gemara Kasha, Maskev La Rav Chisda, Adrabo, Ibcha Mistabra. I think we should say the opposite. Konim Mavadran. If you have a bunch of twigs, so then they're all spread apart. So if you've got twigs like this, what makes you think that if you light one, all of them are going to light? They're all scattered, they're all over the place. Whereas Ogdon, if you bind them together, or Lemavadron, they're not going to scatter. And therefore, once you have a little bit, once you lit a little bit of it, then the rest of it is going to light also. And so too, Garinim Mavadron, if you've got these seeds, they're by themselves, they're going to scatter. And if you put them inside a bag, inside a container, Lemavadron. And therefore, really it is sad to say the opposite. Now, there's a question how to be Guris, the next couple of words. Our Guris says, Itmanami. And if it says, Itmanami, one would assume it's going on the very last thing. The problem is, the way our Girsa reads, it's not really going on the very last thing. Some have the Girsa of Itmar. Some, what does he do over here? Yeah, some take away the word Inami. Let's see, Itmar, Itmar, Nami. Amr of Kahana. Rav Kahana said, Konim Sha'ogdon. So again, our Girsa is Tzrich and Roiv. Some, the Goyen brings the gears of Ein Tzrichim Roiv. Again, Rashi had the gears of Rav Kahana Amar Tonim she'ogdon srichim roiv. If you have these little reeds and you bind them together, then you do need roiv. Meaning, says Rashi, Karavuna, we're going like the original statement which we said, Karavuna, delay aili behen and nura, because the concern is that the fire is not able to enter. Ula avduri lechashin, and we're not concerned that they're going to scatter. The aruchin heinu kveidim, because they're long and they are heavy. So that is our girsa, according to Rashi. Rav Kahana says, kanim sh'agdan shrichim roiv. And kanim sh'agdan shrichim roiv, layagdan ein shrichim roiv. Garinin, if they are the seeds, shrichim roiv. Nasman b'chayslois, ein shrichim roiv. Says Rashi, this is Kerev Chizda. So this Itmar, that's why it's not good to say Itmar Nami, because according to our girsa, the beginning of this Itmar is going like Rav Huna, and the end is going like Rav Chizda. So it doesn't make sense to say Itmar Nami. Let's just see the Rashi. Garinim shenas mechayis les ein shich brave kerev chizda sheneichim lidalik, that it's easy to light. But if they're not in a bag, then it will scatter. Good. Says the Gemara, Tani Rabbi Yosef, Arba Madureis Ein Tzrichim Roiv. There are four types of fires which do not require Roiv. Arba Madureis Ein Tzrichim Roiv. Shol Zephis, if it's got pitch in it. Shol Gophris. Shal Gvina is our girsa, and some change it to the girsa of the Rif, which is Kira, which is a type of wax. Shal Revav, which is also a type of fat, and so on. These are all things which light very quickly, very easily. So if you have this type of a fuel in your fire, you don't need to light the majority of the wood. We can assume that it will light properly, and there's no concern of Shem Yechate. Good. It says the Gemara, Tana, Af shal kash v'shal gvava. The Braisa says, even kash and gvava, because these things are highly inflammable, these are also things which don't require roiv. Amr v'yechanan, Eitzim shal bavel ein shricham roiv. The wood which is found in bavel also does not require that roiv of the wood is lit. Maskev Rabbi Yosef, Mahi, what are you referring to? What does it mean, the wood of Bavel? What does that mean? Ilema Silsi, if you're just referring to thin bits of wood. Hashta Psila, Amr Ula Hamadet Zach Shiedlet Berev Hayotzi. Even when it comes to actual wicks, and wicks are obviously going to be extremely flammable, and still Ula said, Hamadlik Tashiadlik Bereva Yotze. So Silsa mi boy, for sure when it comes to just thin bits of wood, for sure we should require that you light roiv of it. Alarm of Yosef, Sheikh da Arza, it's referring to branches of a cedar tree. And she says Yaveshu, that's very dry, the dak and it's thin. And it's got some type of a wool-like fabric between the bark and the rest of the tree. And that causes it to light, you know, once you light it. So once you have this this Sheikh Da'arza, this is something which is highly flammable, and therefore it doesn't require roiv. Rami by Abba Omar Zaza. He says it's referring to another type of item. Rashi says it's Mul Shabalaz. I'm not sure exactly what that's referring to. What does he say over here? Anof Shal Eitz. Another type of branch of a tree. Okay, so certain types of branches in Babel. The point is, these are ones where they're very dry and they're very thin, and the point is they're highly flammable, and because of that there's no requirement to light the majority of it. Okay, Hajin Lach Yitzias HaShabbos. Now we move on to B'mei Madlikin. And just to remind ourselves, we saw in Tosfos in the phase of an Aleph, when Tosfos was explaining the order of the Masechta, Tosfos was bothered, why do we begin with Yitzias HaShabbos? commentator says, we should have began with the Mishnayos of Lo Yetze Hachayet B'Machatoy, and so on, and then we should continue on with B'mem Adlikin, which is speaking about Erev Shabbos, and then we should get into the Malachas of Shabbos itself. So this certainly makes sense, this next parak, in light of the last couple of Mishnayos, which have been speaking about things which you do on an Erev Shabbos, and now we speak about what do you use to light Friday night. We're going to see also that towards the end of the parak, we're going to mention certain things which a person needs to say, B'seich Beisei Erev Shabbos Im Hashecha, and that's the reason why Minhag Ashkenaz is to say B'mei Madlikin. There is a discussion as to when in davening should you say it. Are you supposed to say it earlier on in order to prepare yourself to be able to do all the things which you need to do in time in preparation for Shabbos? Or you do it after Shmoneh Esrei, which is what many are known to do over here. It's also interesting that the Mishnah just jumps right into it. What do you light? What do you not light? I mean, if you recall, we had at the beginning of Maseches Brachos, we had the first Kash in Shas. Tana Heichakoy, the Ketani Me'emusai. Where is the Tana coming from that he says, Me'emusai Kerde Shema Ba'arvin? First tell me that there's an obligation to say Shema. So here the Mishnah just launches. What types of wicks do you light? What types of wicks do you not light? What types of fuels do you use? What types of fuels do you not use? Well, why don't you tell me that there's an obligation to light Shabbos candles first? And then you can start to tell me, you know, B'mei Madlikin or B'mei Madlikin. So some say that certain things which were so well known to Klal Yisrael, it wasn't necessary for the Mishnah to first tell me, you should know, you have to light Shabbos candles. This is something which Klal Yisrael know. Now Shabbos is a mitzvah which is chaviv b'yoser, and as we're going to see in the sugya, that there's nothing really which beats out Ner Shabbos. The Gemara is going to speak about Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah and other types of things, and Ner Shabbos is going to win out because of Shalom Bayis and so on. So it was something which was always done. It's a Minhag Yisrael, it's a Din D'Rabbanan, and it wasn't necessary for the Mishnah to say one is obligated to light Shabbos candles. So that's why we just launch straight into it and we say, B'mei Madlikin or B'mei Ein Madlikin. So what do you light with and what do you not light with? Ein Madlikin, Loi B'lechesh, V'lei B'chesin, V'lei B'chalach, V'lei B'sila Sa'idah, V'lei B'sila Sa'midva, V'lei B'irak, Shalpei Hamayim. So first we mentioned six types of material which are unsuitable for a wick. And then we're going to mention things which are unsuitable to be the fuel. So let's just first see that. V'lei bezefes. So you can't use pitch. V'lei b'shaiva, wax. V'lei b'shemen kick, type of oil. V'lei b'shemen sreifa. Shemen sreifa, we're going to see this is referring to truma, which needs to be burnt. Meaning truma tameya, truma which has a din sreifa on it, that's shemen sreifa. V'lei ba'alya, you can't use a fatty tail. V'lei b'chelev, or other types of fat. Nachem ha'madi eimer madlikin b'chelev mevushal. If it's chelev, which is mevushal, you can use that. V'chachamim meimerim, echad mevushal, v'echad shein mevushal, eid madlikin boy. V'chachamim seem to be saying, like the Tanakama, we'll see in the Gemara the difference between the two. And what is the pshat in the Mishnah? We're saying you cannot use these six types of materials for wicks, and you cannot use these other types of materials for fuel. So we know that if a person is going to use a wick or a fuel which doesn't light well, so let's say it flickers, or it doesn't generate a nice good light, it doesn't draw up the oil into the wick, and it doesn't produce a good light. So a person is going to be tempted to be matter. You're going to be tempted to tilt and draw and bring additional fuel into the wick. And by doing so, there's going to be a potential issue of the arisa of havara. So that is one major concern as to why you cannot use this. We also know that it's essential that a person has a ner in their home on Shabbos, like we mentioned. Nothing beats out ner Shabbos. And the reason why is because of Shalom Bayis. And Shalom Bayis means literally Shalei Yikashel Be'etzim U'Ba'avonim. That if the house is dark, a person is going to be tripping and stumbling on Eitzim Va'avonim, and that is something which we need to avoid. So we need to make sure that, number one, a person's not going to be tempted to be mat of the Ner, because there's going to be an Issa D'Oraisa of Havara, and number two, that they will remain in an illuminated home, and they're not going to leave. So let's say if there's a foul-smelling odor, they might leave the room, or whatever. So those are the concerns when it comes to the psilais and the shmonim. Good. Says the Gemara, lechesh. So the first type of wick we said you cannot use is lechesh. Lechesh is sheicha da'arizah. So that's what we just saw at the end of the last parak. We said it's like a branch, a dry branch of a cedar tree that you cannot use for a wick. In fact, the Gemara, Sheikh Da'arza, eats ba'almo. I mean, that's just a regular piece of wood. Of course you can't use that for a wick. Of course, you can't make a wick from a piece of wood. That can't be pshat in lechesh. Says the Gemara. Says the Gemara. Va'amrenisa the East Bay. So we are referring to if you look at Rashi over here, Rashi says Kamin Tsemer Yesh Bain Kliposa Yelaitsay. So there's like a little bit of a woolly fabric of sorts between the bark and the wood. That's what you're not allowed to use for a wick. So that is what lechesh is. This woolly bit between the bark and the wood that you cannot use, that does not produce a good steady flame. Then we said v'loy b'chaisin. You cannot use chaisin. Amr Rabbi Yosef, na'iris shel pishtan. It's referring to some type of a fleece of flax. So it's bits of flax. So Amalei Abaya v'aksiv v'haya hechasin l'na'iris. The pasuk says v'haya hechasin l'na'iris. Now, if so, if you look at Rashi says v'haya hechasin l'na'iris alma chasin lav na'irisu. So to say that chasin is na'iris, it's difficult to say that because the pasuk says that which was chasin will be na'iris. I mean, chasin is mashma lashon of strength, and it will be like na'iris. It'll become like simple weak na'iris. But al kaponim, you see that chasin doesn't make sense to say it's referring to na'iris. Ela amra bayo kisna d'daik v'le nafitz. But rather, it's referring to flax which has been banged out, but it has not been combed and brushed. Rashi says, "Kisna the daik v'leinofitz." The cave of the leinofitz, being that it has not been combed through, ein shemen nimshach acharov. So, this is the first time that Rashi is telling us the exact reason. The oil is not going to be drawn after it because it hasn't been combed through. Fine. Then we said v'loy v'chalach. Amar Shmuel she'otina l'chol nechusei yama. I asked all of the sailors as to what exactly is this material chalach. V'amri, and they said to me kulcha shmei. It is a material and it's called kulcha. Okay, but what does that mean? So the Gemara says Rabbi Yitzchak bar Ziri Amar gushkara. It is gushkara, says Rashi. What's gushkara? Psoilus shel meshi he'asui kekoivim. So it's some type of remnant of silk. Some type of a silk remnant. when Rashi says over here, if you look at Rashi, Gushkara, Pselish Almashi Asi Kakev Mahu Beis Hatelas, Akirin Loy Pula of a Nafsin, it's Savat Aveva, Isim Menu Begad, the Ostalas Isim Menu Psila. Why? Kid the armor Behol Psule Psila is the Mastis. And what's the reason for all of the Psule Psilais of our Mishnah? Shehaur Mesach Saches Behen, meaning the light flickers. Kifetzes. Benifsekes, the Eina shall have is a medis bim kaima, and the flame is not a nice stationary flame. And if you use the remnant of silk, it's going to produce an inferior flame. Ravin v'abaya have yasvi kamei the Ravna Nehemia achva the Reish Galusa. So what happened over here? You had Ravin and Abaya, they were sitting in front of Rabbi Nehemiah, who was the brother of the Reish Galusa. Chaz Yeh, they saw him, the Havi Lavish Metachsa. They saw that he was wearing a garment which was made of this very same material, this silk remnant, this kalach of the Mishnah. Amalei Ravin L'Abaya. So Ravin said to Abaya, Hainu kalach this man, that is pshat, in Kalach of our Mishnah. Meaning, they saw someone who was wearing a particular type of garment, and they immediately said, oh, that is the pshat in the Mishnah, that is the material of Kalach. Hainu Kalach Tesnan. Amalei Anon Shira Parnada Karin and Lay. He says, no, we call that something else. That material which he's wearing, we call that Shira Parnado. Fragdigam Akasha Mezve Hashirayim Vahakolach Vahasrikin Chayavim Betzitzis. So it mentions this Shirayim or Shira, and it mentions Kolach. So how can you say that it is one and the same, that Kolach is the Shira Parnado, when we see it says Hashirayim Vahakolach? If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Chayom Mitzitzis, Udloi Commander Omar, call a big day Samra Pishtim Dafke Chayom Mitzitzis Midyaraisa. Not like the opinion which says that only wool and linen is the only thing which is obligated in Tzitzis Midyaraisa. Inami will say, this Bryce is teaching me a din durabodin, meaning Midyaraisa, it's only wool and linen, but these fabrics are obligated in tzitzis midrabanan. Says Rashi, k'tani mia hashirayim v'hakolach. So you see, it calls shirayim and it calls kolach. It's two different materials. Alma shirayim lav hainu kolach. So you see that shirayim and kolach are two different things. Says the Gemara, Tiyuvta is one answer, is what we say, or Ibay Seima, Shira Lachod, Vishira Parnada Lachod. There's a difference between Shira and Shira Parnada. And Achanami, Shirayim and Shirayim is, I'm sorry, yeah, Shirayim and Kalach is two different things, but Shira Parnada is the same thing as Kalach. That could be the same thing as Kalach. Fine. Then we said, right in the mission, we said, psilas ha'idon. What exactly is that? Says Rashi, achvina. If you look at Rashi over here, Rashi says, arava, it's a type of willow. The yesh kemin semer bein klipalates, and it also has some type of a woolly material between the bark and the tree. And it just, if you remember, it's right here, the Maritzchia says, this is where we should insert this Gemara which we had in Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says, Va'ach lefanav mevay eres. And what is Ach referring to? It's referring to Achavana, and so on. Fine. Ravin v'abaya havi ka'ozlu bepiksa de tamrisa. So they were traveling in a valley, in a bika, chazinu lahanu arvasa. And they saw some aravos. Amalei Ravin L'Abaya Hainu Idon Disnan. This is the Idon of our Mishnah, which we said about it, you're not supposed to use that as a psila. That's partially you can't use that. It's just a regular tree. So he said, so it says the Gemara, Kolaf, the Achvi Le Amrisa de Beini Beini. So what did he do? He peeled off some of the bark and he showed him some type of Amrisa, Beini Beini, but again, between the bark and the tree. And that was what he was referring to. He said, "V'loy b'psilas hamidbar." What is psilas hamidbar? Says Rashi Shavra. Rashi says, "What does that mean?" Min esav aruch. It's a type of long grass. And then we said, "V'loy b'yiruka sha'al pnei hamayim." Mahi. What is that referring to? Mahi. Says the Gemara, "I lema uchmasur de charitzi." Rashi says, "What does that mean? Uchmasur de charitzi makam kinus mayim godlaleim kamin yirak rekis." So if it's this kind of and this black stuff which grows where there is mayim, if it's uchmasur de charitzi, ifruchem afarchan, it's something which it just it's very dry. Rashi says, "V'loy matzi lemevad psila mina." It'll just crack and crumble, and there's no way you can make a psila from it. Ela amar papa uchmasa da arva. Rashi says, uchmasa da arva svina hamis akeves b'makim echad b'mayim, when a boat docks and remains in a place for a period of time. Gadol irak rekis saviv shuleha mibachutz. So there accumulates a certain green-like substance, like a green algae, slimy type of stuff at the bottom, and that is what we are referring to. That you cannot use for a wick. Tana we learned in a braisa. They added in the braise that you also cannot use wool and you cannot use hair for a wick. But Tana didon, why did our Tana not include that? Tzemer michvis kovetz, because it just shrinks. Seyar ichruchei michruch, it just singes. And therefore it's poshut that you can't use these things for wicks. That's partially they don't light well, and that's why the Tana of our Mishnah didn't include them, because the person wouldn't be using them anyway. I think if you don't mind, I'm just going to stop here, just I'm having a little bit of a difficult time with my throat. We will Bez Hashem pick it up tomorrow. I'm thinking tomorrow maybe like around 11:30 or so, but I will send out a message, but probably sometime around 11:30 to be confirmed.